Hi, welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ng, here with Michelle Don Carlos from Mending Souls. She is the president and founder. Thank you so much for being here today, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
So how did you get into Mending Souls?
I've been a lawyer for 17 years, and I saw a lot of people who were suffering in certain communities and partnered up with these organizations to understand what it is that they're needing that they're not able to purchase, whether it's a very particular type of rehab pillow. So I've got experience here in Tucson knowing that there's a lot of groups in crises all over Tucson and the hospitals I've worked with patients. Let's start making things for them. And that's how it all came together. We were just so grateful to have those relationships that when the pandemic hit, we were already in place and able to deliver these items when they were in crisis. So we're just so blessed to have Tucson as our family. And we just are always have our doors open and say, come on down on Tuesdays and Fridays. We're open to meet new people, and we will give a tour. We're here to find the solutions and help those groups that are doing amazing works for those most in need. We are basically manufacturing at our charity factory and our free school with the free library. We are teaching everyone in our community to make items, to manufacture amazing handmade treasures, whether it's cards, paper arts, to knitting, crocheting, and quilting, and sewing, embroidery. We're in our sixth year of doing it. We're a 501c3, fully tax deductible. And we also qualify for those Arizona tax credits. So we just would love to have people know more about us and come and volunteer or donate your tax credits to us.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
We do get together, and the shipping and handling team, they are bagging up all the stuff that people are making often in their homes. So a lot of people come and pick up the kits that the kit makers are making on that team at home, and then they come and drop off for curbside delivery. And we have delivery teams that then go and deliver to over 104 different hospitals, clinics, special needs schools, Native Nations, the police and fire departments, 30 items to these different places all over Tucson and the surrounding areas, some as far as up as Prescott, down to El Paso.
Sounds like you're partnering with other community organizations to help them fulfill their mission as you fulfill your mission.
A lovely man named Ted, he called because his wife passed due to cancer. And we often get these kind of calls. One of her last wishes before she passed was that her sewing room would be donated to a 501c3. We went out, and when we're organizing and cleaning it for him and making sure that these are the items he wants to donate, we often see what's the very last project the person was working on the machine. And I saw that it was a jacket she was working on for her husband. And as he's standing there, I said, Ted, do you know what this is? And he said, yeah, those are patches that we collected on our trips. After we retired, we would go around the United States. This just meant a lot to me. That's a memory of every place we went. And I said, well, as I wiped a tear away from my, looks like we're going to be finishing that for you.
It's great to hear those stories about community coming together in that way. Thank you so much, Michelle. So the angel sponsors definitely sound like a program that you would want to highlight and let people know about as well, in addition to all the other work that you're doing in the community.
We really need angel sponsors to help fill wish list order forms filled out on our website. And we need angel sponsors to help fill those because, you know, there's a cost to us in order to fill these orders.
How can people find out more about Mending Souls?
Absolutely. We have the wish list order forms. If you know a group that is in desperate need and would love to have some of these items, or if you would like to figure out how to get involved and volunteer, please go to our website at love, mendingsouls.org. So far over 180,000 items these amazing volunteers have pushed out, and what they did during the pandemic, it just still blows my mind.
Do you have any events that are coming up that you'd like to mention?
We have our classes posted.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking about Mending Souls on Nonprofit Spotlight today and for being here.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. We're just so grateful that you're bringing this information to people.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 520-770-0800.